Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The boys are crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across all of the platforms. We're live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and on the free Odyssey app. You can check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network. Check us out on YouTube at the BetMGM Network if you want to watch us. How about Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more? And if you'd like to listen to us, Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, hit me up on social media. I'm on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. I'm on Instagram at Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Friday. We have Tyler Morales, Jay Kasson, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Addy Bates, Nick Costos. He's out today. Nick will be back on Sunday with You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff, but filling in for the Prop King. You know him, you love him, you see him up and down the network. The great PJ Glasser, host of Send It In weekdays 1 to 1:30 Eastern. Hit him up on Twitter at PJGlasser9. PJ, happy Friday, my friend. How we doing this afternoon?
Femi, we're doing great. Happy Friday to you. One day a week with you just wasn't enough. I had to make it too. You
know, oh,
I had
it was
to
come not.
By. It was not enough. We had to recap what we saw last night, Cowboys and Lions. Now we're getting ready to talk about that. And then, I mean, everything we got going on this weekend. If you're a college sports fan, tomorrow, just a spectacular day with all the championship games in college football, fantastic basketball slate, and then the NFL slate, which we were talking about on Tuesday, that's going to be awesome on Sunday. Yes. Looking forward to that. I know we're going to talk some World Cup on the show today, Femi. That's what I was watching this morning. We had the draw, the lottery, so... Getting me fired up about soccer already. I'm already looking at the schedule, figuring out what games I'm going to try and go to and, you know, spend $3,000 on or whatever.
I can't believe the draw is over with how long they were drawing that bad boy out. Like, I thought the draw was going to last the entire day. And we'll get into that because I'm very much pumped up for the World Cup coming up next summer. There's a United States game in Seattle. Your boy's going to have to be there. Let's just put it that way. Back home for the World Cup match in Seattle. United States taking on Australia. We'll get into some World Cup with our buddy Anthony DeBundo coming up later on at 4:20. Of course, Anthony DeBundo does a great job with the Ringer Soccer Show as a betting analyst for the Ringer. But he's not the only betting analyst and guest that will be on the program on this Friday. Because 40 minutes from now, PJ mentioned it, conference championship weekend is here. And to help us break that down, college football betting analyst at the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast, the great Colin Wilson, will check in with his usual Friday spot here on You Better You Bet. Kind enough to join us at 3:40 Eastern time. He's going to give us all of his best bets for the conference championship games. And plus, Is Notre Dame going to make the CFP? You can bet that, by the way, folks, over at BetMGM. Bet to make or miss the college football playoff. We'll ask Colin in 40 minutes. 1 hour from now, NFL and betting analyst over at Yahoo Sports, Frank Schwab, will join us once again here on You Better You Bet. We haven't talked to Frank in a while. I think it was the summertime was the last time we had Frank on, but always a pleasure catching up with Frank as he can give us his best bets on the National Football League and also his takes on the biggest topics around the NFL. And what, like I mentioned, Anthony DeBundo at 4:20 talking all things World Cup draw, as we know who the United States will be playing in the first match in the World Cup. USA versus Paraguay in Los Angeles, June 12th. Cannot wait to break down the World Cup draw with our guy Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer. But let's, unfortunately, PJ, get into what we saw last night. The Dallas Cowboys lose to the Detroit Lions 44-30. It felt like everyone that we spoke with on the show yesterday, everyone that I saw on social media, everyone loved Dallas. And I try not to think of, oh man, public underdog, trendy dog. Like, some of that, I just don't think that stuff really matters that much. But it did feel like it mattered last night where we're all on the same team. And it's like we're sheep going to the slaughterhouse as the Lions bounce back. As the Lions, hey, you're not going to get them losing back-to-back games. Nuh-uh. The Detroit Lions now 15 straight times they have been able to bounce back, which is an NFL record. But to me, my takeaway, PJ, after last night's game and during last night's game, I should say, it didn't look like Dallas was ready for the moment. And I don't mean that to be like cliche, like, oh, like they weren't clutch or whatever. No, like just in terms of what was required to win that kind of a game on the road against another team that was in a desperate spot, Dallas did not look ready. And I think it starts with the head coach and Brian Schottenheimer and how he approached the game. Because Shoddy left a lot to be desired in some of the decisions he was making, whether to go for it or to kick a field goal. And I know that's not what the game really came down to, but it really was jarring watching it. And I was talking to Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer, earlier this afternoon as we were getting ready for the show. And I thought the Cowboys lost the game at the end of the first half and at the beginning of the second half.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
There was a chance with the Cowboys down 17-6. All right, we're down 11. Let's at least try to get some points before the half, make sure that this drive that we're on is the final possession of the first half, and then we get the ball to start the second half. Like, that's how you get back into the football game. What happened instead? Well, instead of going for it on a 4th-and-4, which I thought they definitely should have gone for it, given the fact that their defense couldn't get any stops, they decide, hey, we're going to kick this field goal. And yeah, Brandon Aubrey, he's got range from like 85 yards. Like, that dude's nails. And I totally get it, taking the points. But you were giving the ball back to the Lions. The Lions were going to be able to respond, and they did. So instead of going into the locker room down by 8, or maybe even down by 4 or 3, like, you're now down by 11 as they kick the field goal, and then you start the second half with an interception. Ball game. Now you're down 27-9. It was just not a good sequence for the Dallas Cowboys, and once that happened, they were playing from behind the rest of the way, and with the way that defense was playing, which we'll get into with what Matt Eberflus was doing, they were never going to get back into the football game. So the Cowboys, they fall to 6-6-1, but I felt they were not really ready for the moment after the way they could not execute against a desperate Detroit Lions team.
Femi, my issue with the end of that first half, and you're right, that was a big turning point for Dallas because they should have at least gotten three like they did, but they gave the Lions the ball back with way too much time. If people remember, I want to say Dallas, it was that fourth down, it maybe was like a minute and 15 to go, and the clock was running, right? Detroit had two timeouts left, and instead of Dallas like rushing to the line and making it look like they were going to go for the fourth down, and Dak giving out hand signals and just giving the illusion, just making Dan Campbell think that maybe they were going to go for it, because like you said, you thought they should have. A lot of people probably thought they should have. It wouldn't have surprised anybody if they did, but the fact that they chilled, they sat back, they were running off the field, they were bringing Aubrey on. That's when Dan Campbell's like, well, if they're going to kick it, then I'm just going to call timeout.
Call timeout, yeah.
Right? And save all that time. Like, because Dan Campbell was in that situation where he doesn't want to call a timeout when it's fourth down because there's still a minute 15 left, so the last thing you want to do is call a timeout, let Dallas think about what they want to do, and then they save theirs. But as soon as the Cowboys like brought the clock down and then, you know, called timeout, I just thought the way that Schottenheimer handled that was really, really bad. And, you know, those are the things to me. Like, when we grade head coaches, you know, we talk about, like, schemes, and we talk about all, I mean, clock management, Femi, and, like, those kinds of decisions, and knowing when to kick, and knowing when to go for it. And you bring the focus on Schottenheimer, and I think rightfully so. I look at one of the keys to the game last night was Dallas really never put Dan Campbell in an uncomfortable situation. As much as we all love Dan Campbell, and I think he's one of the best coaches in the league, he loses the Lions probably more games than he should because of how aggressive he is and how much he goes for it. And we saw that in the NFC title game against the Niners a couple years ago. We've seen it against the Eagles this year in the regular season. We've seen it against the Chiefs. Like, in these high-profile games, Dan Campbell is going to trust his offense. And a lot of times, it shoots him in the foot. And last night, there really wasn't a opportunity for him to roll the dice. You know, it felt like every time he kicked the field goal, it was like 4th and 10, 4th and 15, when that's when he should have done it. But yeah, there was never a time... Yeah, it was obvious. There was never a time when it was like one of those 4th and 6s, and pretty much 95% of coaches kick it, and Dan Campbell goes for it. So it's a great point to bring up the end of that first half, because I just thought Dallas could have handled that so much better. They could have taken 20 to 25 seconds off the clock, left Detroit with one timeout, and 35, 40 seconds would have been a lot harder for them to get a field goal. It would have been a one-possession game, and then they would have had the ball coming out of the locker room. Instead, Detroit also answers with the field goal. They get a stop, go up 27-9. And even though, you know, Dallas came back, they made it interesting, it just never felt like the Cowboys were ever going to win that game. Even when they cut it to three, you just never really felt like they were going to win. And I think that those kind of final minutes of the first half were a huge turning point in that game.
And I think, like, obviously hindsight being 2020, of course, like, you can think back, it's like, wow, like, I should have seen this all coming. But, like, based on how we were framing the game yesterday, PJ, and I'm sure you did the same, like, we were all coming at this from the perspective of, hey, like, Dallas, this is a playoff game. They need to win this game. And also, too, like, you could have made that argument for Detroit as well, by the way. Now, I didn't think Detroit was in as dire a situation as Dallas was, because they still have the Bears in Week 18, and they still have some other good opponents where they can creep back up into the NFC playoff picture. But, like, this was as close to a playoff game as you would get on a December 4th. Brian Schottenheimer has never coached a playoff game.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't know what is required to win those kinds of games. And you mentioned Dan Campbell, he rolls the dice, but he at least has the experience of being in a playoff game. He's led a team to an NFC title game. Jared Goff has been to a Super Bowl before when he was with the Rams. Like, the Lions had way more experience with this kind of intense of a football game, knowing how to paying attention to detail and all the things that go into winning games against desperate opponents. And the Cowboys, like, yeah, Dak has some experience, but he's never made it past the divisional round. You know, like, George Pickens, I mean, like, what is the wild card round is his experience, as he no-showed the game, which we can get into George Pickens here. But, like the Cowboys just didn't look like they were ready for what the Lions were bringing to the table. And it's unfortunate, because now they put themselves in a pretty big hole here. Like, their playoff hopes, PJ, is on life support. Like, there's still a path for them to make it, although be it a very, very narrow path. But you need the Eagles to really collapse, lose on Monday, lose to the Commanders, lose to the Bills, and you still have to win out. Like, that's what the Cowboys need, because the wild card is out of the question. It's NFC East or bust now for the Dallas Cowboys, to where I don't know how you could feel good about this team playing January football after taking the L last night.
You know, it's just funny, isn't it, how seemingly everybody forgot before last night's game leading up to it how great the Lions are off of a loss. You mentioned it. They won their last 15 games off of a loss. They're 14-1 against the spread in those games. But did you feel like anybody was talking about that going into this one? Whereas in their previous five losses this season, or four losses, that's all anybody wanted to talk about. Week one, they look awful against Green Bay. Oh, but we know how the Lions play after a loss. Week two against the Bears, Chicago found that out. And then, you know, they lose to Kansas City. Oh, you're getting the Lions off of a loss. They look pretty good. All these times we talked about it, but nobody wanted to talk about that because we were so focused on Dallas and how they had been playing. And it's why I liked the Lions last night in the game, and why I took them minus the three. I just felt like there was too much love for Dallas, and it was a nice buy low spot for Detroit. And again, Femi, we said it on Tuesday, it was a playoff game. It was a must win for both teams, especially the Cowboys. And I mean, we just see how it's been for Dallas the last 20-25 years in high leverage games and playoff like games. They just don't play like they should. I thought offensively they were good enough to win the game. I mean, they scored 30 points, 5.5 yards per play, but defensively, for all the strides that they had made here as of late, it felt like the Lions could just do whatever they wanted last night.
I mean, how about this for the defense, PJ? The defense, once again, coordinated by Matt Eberflus. Nobody's confusing him for Bill Belichick. This is from Bobby Belt over at our Odyssey station, 105.3 The Fan down in Dallas. He tweeted this last night, and it really does sum up the Matt Eberflus game plan. He tweeted, said that the Cowboys pressured Jared Goff four times on his first six dropbacks, blitzing him three times on those six dropbacks. They then pressured him four times over his next 29 dropbacks, blitzing him just five times. Like, they were blitzing him early, getting home, and then for some reason, Eberflus is like, oh, it's too uncomfortable for me. I got to go back into soft zone coverage. And then they got absolutely lit on fire the rest of the night. Outside of the first couple of drives of the game, you knew the Lions were getting points. The only question was, is it 7 or 3? You knew they were getting points. Is it 7 or 3? And the Lions did whatever they wanted, hanging 44 points on them after we all thought Dallas had made strides. Like, Eberflus did not meet the moment. Shoddy didn't meet the moment. And the team just didn't look prepared, as they're now sitting here as a massive long shot to try to get to the postseason.
It's going to be fun to watch Lions at Rams next week. Another big game for Detroit. How do they handle? They get a little extended rest. The Rams also have the Seahawks coming up on Thursday after playing the Lions. Yep. So that's a fun kind of game that we have next Sunday.
Oh, we will talk more about the Detroit Lions and their playoff lives that got a jolt after last night's result. But I got some more for George Pickens after what we saw last night. This is You Better You Bet. Just getting started here on a Friday. Femi Bebefe and PJ Glasser.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.